Carla, can you please call the first item?
Item 817, request of Star Stauffer to address council regarding police accountability.
Oh, and P.S. It's July 19th, not June, whatever I just said it was. I'm on autopilot this morning.
Good morning, Star Stauffer. Wheeler is noticeably absent on the day that I'm to speak during communications, and I'd like him to know that that's definitely noticed and super shameful and cowardly. But coming from Wheeler, that's not a big surprise. Since January, I've been trying to figure out why it is that this council allows the Portland police to run such amok and remain so out of control, shooting people, killing people, attacking protesters, illegally declaring things a riot when they're not, escalating pretty much every situation, not understanding the art of de-escalation or communication, certainly not participating in any public services or community outreach, and definitely not interested in bridging the gap between the community and themselves. They are distrusted, they are feared, and they are terrorists. And since January, I've wondered, what is it going to take? How many of our constitutional rights need to be violated? How many of us need to be continually put in a situation where our lives are in jeopardy just because we stand in a street, or in many cases these days, on the sidewalk? It doesn't seem to matter where we are. Even in a designated space on such as the 4th, when we were all in Chapman and the police decided to just advance and turn what was actually a separate, two separate protests into an absolute war zone, while also allowing for disgusting fascist Nazis and hateful bigots to safely escape. It turns out that you have no control over the Portland police. You have shown that time and again. And I believe that it's because you are scared of the Portland police. I believe that the Portland police control you and not the other way around. I believe that Wheeler put himself in charge because the Portland police have urged him to do so, so that they can run him. Your ineffectiveness, your feelings party that you insist on constantly having while you collect the salaries that you do and sit in the positions that you do, dictating to us how we're supposed to react to the brutalization by the police in the city, and then doing nothing about it and making excuse after excuse, is disgusting. Because of your lack of regard for how out of control this police department is, every single person in this city that's not a white, disgusting bigot is in danger every single day, all the time. They constantly harass houseless, people of color, women, protesters, or anybody who doesn't fall in line with Ted's authoritarian rule. So we're going to continue to resist. We're not going to stop. I don't care what lengths the police go to. We're going to continue to protest, and we're going to continue to show up, because unlike you, we are not willing to settle under coercive law and authoritarian rule and be told where we can and cannot be, especially when it's people of color. Those days are over. Ted's absence is disgusting today. He knew I was going to be speaking about police accountability, and where is he now?
Thank you, Star. The time is up.
I don't care that my time is up.
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter! $4 million needs to go to houses, not to police bullets.
Okay, Mimi, you're being disruptive and you need to leave. Okay, Mimi, you're excluded and you need to leave.
Ammunition so that they can practice shooting at people of color.
If because that's what they do. While Nazi cops get stalking orders against regular citizens, and all just sit here with white women and do nothing about it.
Black lives matter. It doesn't matter to you. $4 million goes to housing, not to live ammunition. That's what the mayor's doing. That's why he's not here today. Know the truth about this
matter. He's not here today.